Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
On yesterday's broadcast, I started an article called "The Local Church Still the Foundation." And a lot of people today are trying to find out what God wants them to do. And I'll just repeat a little from yesterday, but not much. The place to start finding out those things is in your local church. A mission agency doesn't send missionaries. Local churches send missionaries. But we as a mission agency help that church as far as training and accountability and helping to get there. In a world that says, build your brand, God says, be faithful in my house. So get involved in your local church. When someone applies to be a missionary, one of the first things we want to see is what does the pastor of their church say about them and their faithfulness. So, what do you do when you're choosing a major in college or a job or a ministry path? Well, don't start by asking what will make me happiest. Start by asking, where can I most clearly obey Christ? God's leading is not a riddle meant to torment you. As you yield your plans and acknowledge Him, He will guide your steps, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. And one of the clearest ways to acknowledge Him is to plant yourself in the life of your church. Show up, serve, submit, and let mature believers speak into your decisions. Last week, I talked all week about Camp Beamy. Well, Camp Beamy or Camp BIMI is a boost, but the local church is the base. Programs like our Camp Beamy are most valuable when they stay connected to your church, your time at college, a short-term mission trip, or training opportunity should deepen your love for your church family, not replace them. The win is not getting away. The win is coming home more anchored and better equipped to serve and better prepared if God does open the door to career missions for you later in life. Great missionaries always start with faithfulness. If you're waiting for God to show you the whole map, remember that He often guides by giving a simple next step. For many of you, that next step is not a dramatic announcement. It's a consistent church life. Join a ministry. Learn to teach a class. Go soul winning. Help with the children. Show up early. Stay late. Let your pastor know you're wrestling through your calling and that you won't cancel. 1 Corinthians 15:58 says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." The local church is still the foundation, and since God is building your life for the long haul, He will keep bringing you back to the place where He shapes and sends His people. And let me just conclude this by saying that not only is the local church the place where you're going to be trained and corrected sometimes and helped, but it is also what you're going to do when you go to the mission field. That is, you're going to win people to Christ and you're going to plant a local church so that you can teach people that God's blessing comes when we plug into an assembly of believers, a Bible-believing church, a New Testament church, and where we attend the services and we get involved in all that's going on. Would you pray for your pastor and pray for your local church and pray that God would use it to instruct you?
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.